Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what's been happening? Anything good?
We have clean clothes, so that's exciting.
So what happened with the washer-dryer install? Raven was all stressed out about it.
And I had to throw him out of the house, and they left the washer and dryer in the front yard.
The people delivering it?
Yeah.
So what? Why? That's what he said. He's like, Alicia threw them out of the house. I'm like, what?
It
what
was
happened?
The craziest set of circumstances I think I've ever been a part of when it comes to a home delivery.
It's a difficult install. It's not cool. Like, they're in our bathroom, and our bathroom is small, and it has to go up a flight of stairs, and it's not easy. And the guy came up, and he's like, oh, no, that's not going to fit. And we're like, yeah, we measured it, and there used to be one there, so we know it's going to fit. These are actually smaller. We had every excuse in the book, Anna, and my husband said something to him, and he was like, sir, don't be ignorant. And I was like, that's it. I was like, get out of my house. You're not going to talk to my husband like that in my house. Get out of my house. Just bring the stuff upstairs and get out of here. Nope. They tried to take it, Anna. They tried to take it with them after 3 weeks of not having a washer and dryer. I literally had to throw myself over the washing machine so they wouldn't wheel it away.
It was insane. The craziest. I haven't looked, but it has to be on our Ring camera. And it was just,
oh, I videoed the whole thing.
When she pulled out her camera at one point, I felt like I was about to be canceled for something. It was so nuts. And like she said, like, I mean, it's not an easy job. I could see that. Fully prepared to tip the guys. We tipped the guys who came the week before and brought us the wrong units and put it together the wrong way, and then had to come back and pick it up.
Yeah, but they didn't call you ignorant.
No. And even then, when he said it, I was like, all right, man, just leave the washer and dryer right there. And he did. He wanted to take them.
Yeah.
He knew it would hurt us.
Not for nothing. But you know I have a history with that company.
I do.
And you know that, I mean, I ended up suing that company for what happened to me and won.
We're not going to name the big box hardware store because the truth is that that's the delivery company,
it was
not
the subcontractors.
That company. That's
and
right.
Same thing in my situation.
Yeah.
It was the contractors that they hired to come do my install that were the problem. It wasn't the actual company itself.
They came and rectified it. They sent us two dudes, a very young dude and an old, like, retired dude. So I still ended up having to carry the washer and dryer up the stairs.
We put it in and took it out 3 times in one day. So that was also awesome.
The final time that we put it in, we went to fire it up and it made a terrible noise.
Mm-hmm.
It had shipping bolts on the back of the washer. We had to take the dryer back down again.
4 people, nobody read the instructions, and the first thing it said to do was put it in its location and remove the shipping bolt.
Same thing.
We didn't do that.
I mean, what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my son was working, and nobody could help lift the thing, so it was me. It was me and him, and it was miserable, and I'm never doing it again.
we'll sell the house. That washer and dryer go with the house.
Well, they always go with the house usually anyway.
Well, they're staying.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that.
All right. So otherwise, how did he do as a husband, though, like throughout this entire ordeal?
He wasn't very nice about it. I'm like, I'm literally holding a dryer. You know, I'm a girl. I'm holding a dryer all by myself right now. Well, you hook up the stuff to the back of it, and you're not being nice.
It's a frustrating weekend. It's a rough set of circumstances.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven based on this?
I mean, he got it hooked up, Anna, and we have clean clothes. That's great. But he wasn't very nice, so he's getting a B.
Oh, I'll take that B.
Oh, I feel like that's like a gift.
No,
you should just take it, wrap it up, put it in the washer and dry it.
Valentine's Day. That's
taking
your gift.
B and getting out of here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.